Australian history has been made overnight with half of the country's most prestigious science prizes awarded to women. Last year, there was just one winner. Given the current push to lift female enrolments in science and maths courses, this year's winners hope their success inspires others. Georgia Hitch prepared this report.
Would you all please join me in congratulating the 2019 Prime Minister's Prize for Science recipient, Emeritus Professor Cheryl Praeger.
When Cheryl Praeger finished high school in Brisbane in the 1960s, she was told there was no point following her passion for maths. Luckily, she didn't listen.
Unfortunately, the advisor that I consulted suggested that girls didn't do maths and that I should consider a different career. But I was so cross and stubborn, I got some different advice and ended up being able to study mathematics and science at university.
Since then, her work has been used to improve things that touch our everyday lives, like protecting online banking systems and increasing the efficiency of internet search engines. Now an emeritus professor at the University of Western Australia, Cheryl Praeger is only the second woman to win the top prize and hopes it sends a message about what a career in science and maths could bring.
I would encourage any young people, girls and boys, if you're interested in maths and science, to run for it. There are so many exciting careers and Australia really needs you to help it to a great future.
Five of this year's 10 recipients are women, the first time there's been an equal split between male and female winners. It's a big change from last year when there was just one female recipient, although the Minister for Industry, Science and Technology, Karen Andrews, is quick to point out all the awards were on merit.
We didn't set out to have more women as recipients. We set out to have more women nominated, which meant that the pool was going to be larger. And that's exactly what happened.
The other major award, the Prime Minister's Prize for Innovation, went to a team from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research for developing a breakthrough anti-cancer drug that can flick a switch within a leukemia cell to kill it, giving patients a vastly improved chance of being treated. Professor David Huang accepted the award on the team's behalf.
You can imagine it's extremely humbling. We are greatly honoured and very appreciative of the community recognition of what we've done.
While the team's work is set to reap a commercial reward too, with the drug expected to make $5 billion a year in sales, he says it's the patients who count.
As a scientist, what you hope to do is that your work will one day be able to make a difference, is to able to impact upon patients with disease. And never in my dreams did I imagine this would happen.
Professor David Huang ending that report from Georgia Hitch and James Bullen at the ABC Science Unit.